Thank you, Madam President. On behalf of Pakistan delegation, I congratulate you on assuming the presidency of this conference and assure you of our full cooperation. Let me also join other delegations in extending a warm welcome to the new ambassador of Brazil to this conference. We also deeply appreciate the previous CD president, Ambassador Lisson, and his team for the inclusive, transparent, and extensive consultations that laid the foundation for the draft decision that was adopted just now. This decision, Madam President, reflected the least common denominator to take the work of the conference forward. Madam President, the adoption of the decision on the work of the conference today is indeed a significant achievement. It attests to the political will demonstrated by members of this body. It is also an affirmation of the shared vision to see the conference deliver. The conference had come close to agreement in the past couple of years as well. It is a matter of satisfaction that China's concise approach has unlocked the CD's deadlock and provided a formula and a means to start substantive work. Madam President, the decision adopted today represents the first step and direction for this body to move forward. We take this opportunity to thank members of this conference who have volunteered to act as coordinators. We look forward to working with them in a constructive spirit and assure them of our support. We will engage with all other members also actively to continue in the positive direction set for our substantive work. Madam President, the adoption of the decision today also sends a clear and concise message to the international community that the CD is fully capable of delivering if the right conditions are created. Going forward, therefore, it would be equally important for this body to keep these right ingredients in view. And these ingredients are, one, a comprehensive and balanced approach, two, eschewing subjective national priorities, and three, adherence to the cardinal principle of equal security for all states. These elements remain fundamental in tackling the urgent security and disarmament questions that face us today at the global, regional, and sub-regional levels. Finally, Madam President, we wish to thank you once again and our congratulations to you and to Ambassador Lisson for your able stewardship of this conference. I thank you.